Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a wonderful, beautiful evening here in Central Florida, another wonderful Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I hope that I can see we have quite a few people in the queue already, so I'm thrilled to see that always.
Yeah, awesome.
And Jessica, how's your week been?
My week has been busy, busy, busy. I'm tired. I need another weekend.
See,
soon.
For Jessica gets up really early, and some days I have to get up really early too, but most days not. I'm not as early as you get up because
I'm up at 5:30 every day.
Yeah, God help me now. So she's working hard. Plus, you saw your son for dinner on Monday, and then you were here celebrating. I have to say, I can say that. My daughter, who just got accepted into Stetson, and I'm going to say at $160,000 scholarship, also got hired as a MAC makeup consultant.
Which is so exciting.
And she is, beyond excited. And I think she was more excited to get into that.
Than into college.
Than into college with that mega scholarship. And I'm wondering, But she loves makeup. So
she loves makeup.
Perfect.
Who knows what her future can hold?
Well, she does everyone's makeup for all the school events and pictures and stuff. So I'm really proud of her.
You should. I mean, look how many people she was competing against.
I know.
It was a lot.
Awesome. And she started in eighth grade. I remember we were at her place in Maine, and she sat down. And she, at the time, the only way we could get internet was on a satellite dish.
Uh-huh.
And so it was really slow, and she was watching makeup videos. She was really intensely watching makeup videos.
You can learn that stuff on YouTube now.
And next thing I know, her makeup application was gorgeous. And I'm like, where did you learn that? She said, when we were in Maine this summer, I just kept watching videos, at night. She said, I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and so it really looked great, and I'm really proud of her. And
you have every right to be.
I really do. I'm really happy for her. She's such a great kid. And my other daughter's wonderful, too. As a matter of fact, she's going to do dual enrollment next year.
I know. Everybody's graduating. My gosh.
It kind of blows my mind. I mean, oh, my gosh.
When you see your kids graduate from high school and mine is in college.
I know.
And finishing her first year already. I feel like she just graduated.
How does this happen?
I don't know.
And they're all doing it with flying colors. That's the thing I don't get.
Time flies.
It does. It's wonderful. And I'm so happy. So, yay for us. I like pointing out, we talked about the gratitude journal last week. And we talked about how write things down that we're happy for. And so I want to say I am happy that I don't have to push my daughters to study.
Right. You don't.
I don't. I know. It's fantastic.
You were so lucky.
But my parents never had to push me either.
Did you study?
I didn't have to. I was the kind could read something and it was just there, My math skills are really bad, though, I will admit.
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. But, no. But did you have to get told to study?
I studied a lot.
Yeah, but not because you were told to.
Well, no. No, actually, nobody really – no, I was strongly encouraged to get good grades.
Okay. Well,
very strongly.
My parents, I mean, God bless them. They, I was a very stubborn child, and so they pretty much knew I was going to do what, you know what I mean?
But see, you were driven.
I was
even
very
at that
driven.
Age.
They never had to tell me. No, never. But the good thing is, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my daughters are doing well. I'm grateful that the sun has finally come out in Florida.
And it's it was 90 degrees yesterday.
It was so humid yesterday that I had a hair. Okay, I shouldn't. I don't know if I can say. Yeah, I can say this. We have a hairdresser that comes out to my house, and she came out to do my hair, and she came out to give you a trim, and another friend came over, and so we kind of had a hair.
The hair party.
And we're also having cake to celebrate my daughter getting accepted by MAC, so that was really cool. But I forget the whole point of the story. I'm sure it's there. No, my hair was so humid. It was so humid out yesterday. It just frizzed right out. And I'm oh, my God, we're back to the humidity.
We're back to humidity.
I'm not kidding. If you walk outside in Florida, it was 92 yesterday. 92.
But it's cooler today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it got cooler.
Rain. Oh, my gosh, last night.
It's crazy. So here we are back in Florida, crazy weather. Oh, well. But I'm grateful for the sunshine. I'm grateful for the heat because I've decided now I'd rather have heat and then rain. I'd rather have heat than cold.
Me too. And
so
that's why
I'm good with that.
We live in Florida.
And this is why we live in Florida, so yay for that. So that goes in my gratitude journal. The other thing I realized I'm grateful for are the azaleas that are in bloom, and the hibiscus, which I'm really happy about, because that's in bloom. And I'm also really, really appreciative of the orange blossom scent, because that is so fantastic. If you smell like orange blossoms blooming on a tree right now,
because
now when all the orange trees start to blossom, it is the most beautiful scent.
It's absolutely
so gorgeous. So we talked about gratitude journals, and these are just some things I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we all have stuff that comes into our lives that knock us down and we don't want to get back up for. But if you keep looking at the positive, you'll find it, and good things will happen, don't you think?
And there's so many little things that you don't really think about every day, but they're awesome things. I mean, the fact that, you know, you can see these beautiful things.
Right,
and
we have our eyes.
And hear and smell and all those things.
Right.
So many people can't.
My daughter went to see, well, you were there on Saturday.
Where?
When my oldest went to see the dog that the gentleman had at the beach. We're at that restaurant.
Oh, yes.
We were on on the Intercoastal having a very late lunch on Saturday, and my daughter saw a golden retriever. Wasn't that what it was?
Beautiful.
Just so beautiful. She went over to say hello, and then she said the guy was blind and she didn't know it, and he was like a service dog.
Yes.
But she was just in love with that dog, and he was so beautiful. And it does make you think how we were able to enjoy the ocean and look at the waves and all the surfboarders, and we saw dolphins. We were walking on the pier, and all of a sudden we saw these dolphins.
Which is kind of amazing, because you don't usually see them that close to shore.
And that close to the surfers? What were they, 50 feet away?
Oh, if that.
It was so cool. And, I mean, okay, gratitude journal. That was
was amazing.
All gratitude journal stuff. And also our friend brought her baby over last night, who is the most adorable baby in the whole wide world. Yes, we're prejudiced because we like her, so we like her baby. But she is the most adorable baby in the whole wide world. So we got to see her, so that was really cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now at that 3-month mark. Where
well, now
she's
smiling and laughing, once you get a response,
interaction,
then it's cool.
Oh my gosh, she mimics. If you stick your tongue out, she sticks her tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not teaching her the wrong thing, but it's really great.
Wait.
So gratitude journal entry, there you go. One of the things we're going to talk about tonight, folks, and I think a lot of people are going to like this. Two things, really important. 10 things girls should never say to guys, ever.
Oh, I need this one.
Okay, I know you'll like this one. And then a really very simple tool to what makes a guy fall in love, how to activate his hunter instinct so that he comes after you. And I guarantee you I did this, and I'm married 28 years now, so I haven't done this recently, obviously. And if I did, I wouldn't admit it because I'm married 28. You know I haven't. I really haven't. But I used to do this without realizing I was doing it because although my goal was always – to get married at some point and have kids.
Right.
You know, I was single, and I'm very much an experienced life type person.
Uh-huh.
So my attitude was like, well, I'm not going to get involved with anybody serious, right? Like, I didn't want to have that serious ultimate. And I did that, and it was like everyone just, when you hear this, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, I need to follow this. I think my daughter already has these skills.
She has these skills.
Because it seems to be...
Uh-huh. She does, and you'll see why.
To have passed down, jumped through the genes to her.
I'm so proud of your daughter. She's so good at it. She really is, really.
She's
she could
so
be
good
my
at
daughter.
It.
She really could. I'm very impressed.
Because it doesn't come from me, that's for sure.
I think what it comes from is your daughter is very much like me in that she wants to experience life.
Right.
And she's not going to settle.
No.
And I felt the same way, and I'm going to admit, even on air right now, when I first got married, I thought, well, this will be good for a couple of years. Now, mind you, no one in my family ever had gotten a divorce or anything, and I thought, well, I'll do this for a couple of years, and I'll see what else I wanted. Really, I really didn't.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
Now, that's the first time I heard that.
Yeah, I thought
it
was a 2-year gig. You know, I thought, okay, I'll do this for a couple of years.
And then move on to the next one.
You know, well, is that terrible? But that
yes.
was it is terrible.
Marriage is a lifetime commitment, supposed to be.
Well, and I have been married now for 28 years, so
yes.
clearly it was.
Which is really like a lifetime.
And amazing to go from you know, having lots of wonderful, you know, experiences. I like to travel and I like to go places. I mean, I was very very independent, and I got married, and I, of course, I've been an extremely faithful person. I've never, ever cheated, which, you know, was also my concern because I thought, well, I don't, what if, you know, what if, you know.
Once you found that person.
And, you know, that's what it comes down to.
Right.
You don't even think about cheating. Mm-hmm. You really don't. But I'll tell you what, I was surprised, you know.
You surprised yourself?
I surprised myself, you know, and I just wonder if that has something to do with it. Like, it, you know, people, I talk to them all day, and they're always so worried about what's going to happen next year or 5 years or 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just made sure that I was living today right, and then tomorrow always took care of itself. Does that make sense?
That is the way to live.
I'm telling you, and it always did. It really always did, and I don't know why.
But that's good that you had that built into you.
Yeah, although now I find I do think about tomorrow a little bit more than I should. Everyone
wow.
does, because as we get older.
You get older and think, oh, my goodness.
Well, we realize that, you know, we only have a certain lifespan, right?
No,
you know?
We were talking about this at work the other day.
And
they're like, okay, you're this old, so
yeah.
you realistically have this many years. I'm like, no.
No, I don't want to go by that.
I'm going to live to be 100 years old.
Of course. We already know that. We're living into our 90s because I have read this into our readings.
Right.
Both of us, Jessica's going to actually outlive me, which is good because.
No, I don't want to outlive you.
Yes, you have to throw Mardi Gras beads at my funeral, and then you can die. You
will
have to live long
will
enough.
I be able to walk
from your
point.
Wheelchair. Like, throw the Mardi Gras beads, you know. And my husband, unfortunately, will be dead before me because he's a man, and you know that's just how that goes.
Right.
And my kids have already been informed. I got to talk to your daughter and tell her to throw Mardi Gras beads, too.
Mardi Gras beads. Well, but they're supposed to have a luau on the beach for me.
You're
going to miss a little.
You know what? I happen to know our parents, Jessica and Jessica's mother and my mother, were best friends, and they used to go to restaurants all the time.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, they have a drawer. They had a drawer filled with
uh-huh.
like 100 to 150
yeah,
restaurant menus.
Yeah.
And any day of the week, you'd go over and say, well, so what are you guys doing today? And your mom lived next door to my mom.
Yeah.
So, like, she'd come in and she'd be like, well, where do we want to eat today, Doris? And it's amazing
they weren't 5,000 pounds.
You know, really, honestly, how did they pull that off?
But I think they only had that one big meal.
Well, I think you're right. I think they would skip most of their breakfast.
No, my mother had a meal after
that. Yeah, my
that.
Mother did, too, because my mother was diabetic.
Yeah.
So she had to.
And my mother loved to eat.
Yeah, well, so am mine. I mean, you know. But,
and
yeah,
we
amazing.
Wonder why we get this.
Well, I wonder why we arrange Saturday. Venture Saturday is always arranged around a meal. I don't want to forget to tell everybody we're definitely going to be doing angel card readings tonight. And when I say angel card readings, I really don't use the cards, but a lot of people like to hear that I use the cards. So they're sitting right
they're
here.
They're sitting in front
of you. Listen, I'm going to. You can hear them. There you go.
Oh.
Those are the angel cards. But I used these probably 22 years ago when I first started.
Yeah,
23,
you used
23, yeah. But it helped me focus. I don't really use them anymore, but I keep them out on the desk because a lot of clients, when they come in, want me to do the cards.
Okay.
So when I get done reading, they'll say, would you mind doing the cards?
And
I really like that because then I do the cards,
uh-huh.
and the cards match the reading I just gave them.
Well, that's
so
cool.
It just shows you. Angel cards are a really cool thing, and there's lots of different ones you can get. I recommend anything by Doreen Virtual. And just, you know, I have looked at tarot cards. I don't know what it is. I've done research on them. I can't find anything bad about them. I'm not kidding.
No.
I just can't do it. I can't touch them. I can't have them. I don't know what
it
is.
I have never really liked them either. I don't know why.
They creep me out.
Plus, there's death cards. They don't really mean death, but
they
look like death.
I know. They look like the Grim Reaper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like, okay, I don't want that card.
Yeah.
But it means life.
Right, they say or new opportunities,
right.
or time for a change.
So it's a good one.
Right, and we have those cards with the angels, too. But, yeah, don't worry about it. We all get flummy. no, seriously. So I think, you know, if you get a good deck of angel cards, you can actually read for your friends and follow the instructions in the deck of cards if you do a Doreen Virtual one. They're really good, right?
Well, I need to do it.
I know. Why don't you? You have to do it.
I don't know.
It.
My daughter got the love cards.
Yeah.
And they were lacking because all was about love.
Well, I think, like, there are certain decks that are for healing and health, and there are certain decks that are for love. There are certain decks that are just for every day.
But you want an all-around everything.
You want an all-around everything deck. There's a lot, and I'm going to try and tell you really quickly a couple of decks I would recommend. As a matter of fact, I think I have one in here, because I've been really blessed that people give me cards all the time, which I love. Okay, this, and actually, I think you gave me these.
Oh, gee, who gave me those?
And yeah, you're right.
I think I've given you all your cards except for your original ones.
What can I say? You're absolutely right. Messages from your angels, and these are oracle cards, angel cards, it's what your angels want you to know, and that's by Doreen Virtue. And again, it's messages from your angels. And what I like about these is they come with little booklets, too.
To explain how to read them.
To explain how to read them, how to use the cards, how you train the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not supposed to, like, pass the cards around to everybody else because they're really trained to work with you. So your
right.
angels actually kind of tell you when to stop in the deck and pull it over. So, for instance, if I were just to pull a card for just you right now,
mm-hmm.
I've always felt that you are very intuitive, even though you don't. You still haven't figured out quite how to tap into it. You do know you have intuition.
Yeah, I know more so now than before.
And I just got the word vision.
Okay?
So the cards, are, once you read the little booklet that comes with it, it kind of tells you how to work with them. And these have been used a lot. I've dropped coffee on them many times. They clean up really well. I remember one day I had like five decks sitting out on my desk at the office, and I dropped my coffee. And it didn't just hit one. It hit every single
wow.
deck.
Oh, wow. But they're kind of plastic-coated,
yeah, they're
they?
Like they're like playing cards almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bigger, but, you know, maybe like if you were looking for large print. I had to lay them out. So what I did was I dried them all off, and then I ran home, and I laid them over. So my husband comes in, and he sees, like, angel cards all over the dining room table, the island, the counter, the bar, everywhere. It was, you know, and they dried up really well, and they don't even smell it anymore.
And they don't look bad either.
They don't look bad either. So there you go. So angel cards, they're the way to go. Okay, so what shall we do now?
Maybe a reading?
That's a really good idea. While I do this reading, you can look at this adorable picture of that baby we were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
I just saw a picture of her. Okay.
Cute.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Who's calling from area code 510 with a prefix of 910? Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, thank you for your great show. My name is Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm really interested about those angel cards. I have several resumes out for new job positions, and I'd like to know if you see anything materializing or something else coming up in the next couple of months.
Okay, so first thing I'm getting really quick, I'm going to tell you 3 months is your pinpoint. I don't know why, but 3 months. That's a long time, longer than you want it to be, and I know that. I'm getting the word new something. Now, what town are you calling from? What state, if I may ask? Not what town, what state?
California.
Okay. So have you applied for anything? I know this sounds really weird, like in New Mexico or anything with the word new in it?
No, but the only thing I can think of is that I want a position very different from what I'm doing, a different type of
so
industry,
new. Mm-hmm.
Something okay. new and more challenging.
Well, I'm getting the word new, and I just thought New Mexico, that's what I didn't think it was New Jersey. I was really sure of that. I don't think it's New England. I would say you're probably accurate in saying you're looking for a change of career, change of pace. But the magic number here is 3 months. Now, I was going to say 3 weeks, but they corrected me to 3 months. So it doesn't mean you won't get offered something sooner, but at the three-month mark, you will really, maybe they'll switch you to another department if you get it sooner, but at the three-month mark, that's where it's all going to hit for you. That's when everything's going to happen.
Okay,
so that's a good thing. And I know it's a little longer, Lisa, than you would have liked, but it's really not a bad thing. Do you have a ring or a piece of jewelry that you're wearing from somebody?
Yes, absolutely.
I just have a message from somebody saying that they love you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. That message, as I'm doing the reading, I just got like smacked in my brain by this. Not in a mean way, mind you, but they just told me mention the piece of jewelry that she's wearing because. And is it a ring or what is it?
It's a ring. It's a ring on my right finger.
Yeah.
On my right hand.
A lot of times when I see the ring and I say ring, it could also be a necklace because to me ring just represents jewelry, but in this case it was actually a ring. But that person's coming across just wanting you to know that they love you. They love you so much, and they just want you to know that, okay?
Can you tell me any other message from that person?
Just this, I'm getting this overwhelming sense of love and saying, don't worry, it's going to work out. Stop worrying. You know it's going to work out. It will work out like it always does, and it will this time too. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, because my mom in spirit knows I've been worrying very, very, very much about her, about an issue. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was her birthday, and I gave her a birthday card. And I just was hoping that she was going to come through.
Well, clearly she did.
Yeah.
So
I'm wearing her ring on my right hand.
You're wearing the ring on your right hand. And it's so funny because, like, I wasn't even going in that direction. I was just going to tell you about the job and hang up. And then as I was getting ready to look at my screen to figure out who the next caller was, I immediately got hit in the brain. Literally, it's like somebody takes your brain and just goes ding, 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 like you can't move on. No. Talk about the ring. She needs to know. And so she said, you know, to talk to you. And so I'm giving you that message. So, A, she loves you. She loves you so much. And secondarily, stop worrying. You know it's going
to
work out.
I'm worrying about the job. That's why it was so good to hear that. She's aware of it.
Yeah, she's aware of it. And she is also aware that everything's going to be okay. And you will be fine. So don't worry about it. It's going to work out.
Okay.
Those are her words, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. She's so sweet.
Well, she is sweet. How nice to get that message that she was looking for.
Yeah, and I really wasn't, you know, I don't do a lot of mediumship.
Right.
Well, I do. It depends when they come. I do a lot of
mediumship.
Yeah. Usually it's when I'm on private calls, but on the radio I try not to do that because it almost seems mean to connect with somebody and then say, oh, but I got to go now,
yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
But sometimes they come through anyway, and I don't have a choice. So let's go ahead and take the next caller here. The next caller is calling in from 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, hi. Thank you. My name is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I was wondering, I'm going on a second interview tomorrow for a teaching assistant position. Do you think I have it?
Okay, let me take a look here. And, Suzanne, what part of the country are you calling from? Chicago?
Long Island.
Long Island. With that accent, how could I miss that? Okay.
Long Island.
Okay. Why did I think it was Chicago? I was looking at your prefix. I probably have my prefixes wrong. All right. Second interview. Okay, so here's the thing. The interview is going to go well, and you're going to get an offer. I'm just not sure it's the offer you're looking for. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I have to go with what I'm being shown.
Well, because there's three positions open, and I'll probably get the one I don't want, but I don't care because I'm in. Okay.
Hey, you're in, right? Exactly. I agree with you.
Can I tell you the three positions? Would you know which one it was going to be if I told you?
Yes, give me the three, and I'll let you know what I'm being told, if they tell me.
One-on-one aid, classroom aid, one-on-one assistant, one classroom assistant, testing assistant.
Okay. One-on-one teaching, classroom assistant, and then testing assistant, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So based on that, I wrote them down. I'm focusing. I believe you're going to be looking at classroom assistant.
Really? Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, good then, because that's what they're showing me, and so I feel.
Is it going to start in May or is it going to start in September?
I think it's not going to start till September. But the good part about this is you're going to get the job. So really, you know, does it really matter? Once you get it, you're in. You're good to go. You can take a deep breath.
You think I'll know by Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah, they said they might be telling people by this Friday.
See. No, you will not know by this Friday. You will not. It'll be Tuesday, Wednesday of next week before you know.
Oh, the school is closed next week, so I wouldn't know then.
Well, I can only tell you what I'm getting. Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Is it spring break up there?
Yeah.
See, when you live in Florida, spring break is in March.
The schools will be closed, so I couldn't find out then.
Well, I know that's what you're saying, but I'm telling you Tuesday, Wednesday is what I'm getting. So I don't know why the delay or if somebody's going to be working extra or if those calls are going to be placed from their home just because they're behind. I don't know, but I do know I'm getting Tuesday, Wednesday. So maybe if it's not of next week, it'll be the week after.
The other two positions might be open in May.
Okay. Well, I know the one position is open, the one we talked about, I'm getting September.
Okay. Can I ask real quick about my love life? Do you see a boyfriend, companion?
Hold on. Sure. Let me take a look there. You know what? I see two things. Okay, first, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to interject with something else. Did you move or were you thinking about moving?
Oh, that's funny. I just moved, but I would like to move in a bigger place.
Because they're like, more important, talk to her about this. I'm like, okay. She really wants to hear about the boyfriend.
Well, I can't move till December, so I don't want to wait till the boyfriend till December.
I don't blame you. And here's the funny part. They're telling me that love is coming your way. Okay, this is so stupid, but I'm going to have to say, I don't mean the angels are stupid, forgive me, because I actually just basically said that, and I don't mean it that way. I feel stupid saying this, because I've never said this before, but they're telling me you want to create a love, no, don't get scared, it's cool, you want to create a love nest, and I don't know why they're saying it that way, but literally that's what they're telling me, love nest, and I have to say it the way they tell me, because it usually has something to do with you or trigger something that is a validation for you. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Well, they're telling me love nest. You want to create a love nest. What I wonder if it has something to do with the fact that you're going to be moving.
Well, I just moved in December. My lease is not up till next December.
Right. So if you meet somebody between now and then, and then you move into a new place, you might want to turn that into your love nest. Do you see? Because you're going to be moving to a new place. I think that's why it's being portrayed that way.
Okay. Do they see me moving into a new place?
Yeah, because they were telling me move, you know, like the move. They were showing me move, like more importantly, move. And I don't know, will you need to move for your new job? I don't really think you need to, do you?
No. What it is, I moved December.
Uh-huh.
From one place to another, but I live in a studio, but I would like a one-bedroom, and I'd like it between now and December, but my lease is not up till December.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You might be able to maneuver something with the new job. Hopefully that'll all happen. I do see that you're going to be moving, and I do see you're going to be creating, quote-unquote, a love nest, because the angels say it, so it's golden with me. If they say it, it is. Okay?
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Susan. Have a great day. God bless you. She's sweet, huh?
She is sweet.
Yeah. I've never used the word love nest, and I didn't mean to offend the angels. I know. That seemed like it, because I felt funny even saying it, because in my mind, I think a love nest is like something that's inappropriate, but that's not how the angels meant it at all.
No, someplace cozy for you and your significant other.
I guess
other.
When she puts together decorating the new place, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be with the thought of having another person, opinion
see.
And companion, etc.
Right.
So that's kind of nice, you
that's
know?
That's fun. That's awesome.
I think that's really cool. And plus, she's going to get the job she's looking for, which is very awesome.
And love.
And love, which is, like, really, really cool. You know,
that's
I mean,
exciting.
Who doesn't want love, right? Everyone deserves to be loved, every single person. There's not one person in this world who doesn't deserve to be loved. Do you agree?
Mice.
Mice even deserve to be loved, but only by other mice. Because if they're loved by rats, you know, it's a
that's
whole...
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, they're, you know, it's... I don't even know where that came from. No, mice deserve to be loved. Snakes deserve to be loved. Everybody deserves to be loved, except the snake that grew in the Garden of Eden. Yep.
Oh, the original snake.
The original snake. The original garden.
Oh, the original.
The original. Now, that's the one time you can say the original. It truly is the original.
Really?
And we know. Isn't that true?
It is totally true.
Really, the original snake, yes. I mean, he deserves to be loved enough to come back from that what he did, the horrible things that he's done.
You think?
Well, you know, kind of screwed me over.
He screwed us over.
Well, all he did was give temptation. I think we screwed ourselves over, actually. But.
Yeah, but so?
You tell that to God.
I'll pass on that.
But so?
We're only human. Come on.
Oh, my God. But God, we're only human.
He made us this way, right?
He gave us free will.
Free
yes,
will.
He did, which is something
doesn't mean we're going to make the right decisions.
Clearly.
He should have made us smarter.
Clearly, or make us not like apples, maybe, you know, or the scent
or
of apples. I think the idea was we were supposed to make the right decisions.
I think
that is the concept
I'm
there.
I'm just being funny.
I know, but it's actually pretty funny because it's, you know, it's like, oops. You know, you think about it, right? I saw that new movie Noah, and it was really cool.
I want to see that.
I know, and they actually do a very short thing of Adam and Eve in the garden.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and I just thought it was kind of interesting because it really is when you think about it. Wouldn't it be great to be able to be naked and not care that you're naked?
Or notice that you're naked.
Or notice that you're naked. Yeah.
Because I totally notice when I'm naked.
I used to be a financial planner, and I used to work for American Express, I'll just say
mm-hmm.
that. And I probably should never have said that, but I don't care.
Hey, you know, that was
right,
a long time ago.
Okay, so I had to go out and deliver some documents to a judge
mm-hmm.
who lived in a community that turned out to be a nudist community.
That had to be interesting.
And he said, oh, don't worry, we'll put clothes on. And I said, oh, well, yes, you will. And so you go through the guard gate, and then I'm driving in, and there were naked people all over the place. Naked, naked, naked as Blue Jays.
Wow.
Naked, naked, riding their bicycles, wearing their little sun visors.
Do you need a sun visor?
Yeah. And I was like, really? See, my voice goes up. I was so embarrassed.
Well, they're evenly tan then.
Well, I'm going to say that some were very tan and some were not.
Oh, really?
And I went to my client's home, took care of the business that needed to be taken care of, and then I started to drive away. And as I drove away, there were four elderly gentlemen playing tennis.
That has to be the most entertaining sight.
And I swear to God,
uh-huh.
this is true. I'm looking, but I don't want to look. You know how you look to the right
yes.
and you turn to the left? And when I put my eyes back on the road, I slammed on the brakes because I almost hit a tree. And it was at that point that I realized I need to leave here, and I am never, ever, ever coming back. They were all very nice people.
I'm sure they were.
My
it's
clients
just,
were wonderful, but it just no.
Hey, you know, I give kudos to people that are comfortable enough
well,
to play tennis naked.
Honestly,
I couldn't do it. I can't even play tennis with clothes on.
Let's just say I wouldn't know what to hit. There were so many things flying around, I wouldn't know what to aim for. It was crazy. And I'm looking at this and saying, there are so many things wrong
they
with this.
They have to be laughing at each other.
But
like, wow.
But they weren't. And, you know, so you take away the shock value and all
right.
that. They were all just so comfortable with themselves.
I guess once you get used to seeing each other naked, it's just as if you have clothes on, probably.
I think so. I think it's like we've seen enough of all those parts, so we don't really care.
Right.
And I think it's kind of cool not to have that. I think it'd be great to be so comfortable with your body that you could care less if you were naked or not.
Yes, I agree.
You know, because everyone has that dream before they start their first day on their new job or start
mm-hmm.
their new school or go to college or whatever, that they're going to, all of a sudden, they're going to be in the hallway and they're naked.
Naked.
Right? And that's just fear, you know, fear. That's really all.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
No.
No. But for these people, they're like, right on. Let's go play tennis. Oh, my gosh, here we go. We should definitely take our next caller. Okay, our next caller is calling from 323 with a prefix of 202. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hi. Yes, that's you. You have to talk. 323-202, you have to talk. You get to say hi. Okay. Well,
I was going to say, I don't hear anybody.
No, they're on there. You can hear me. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause you, but I will come back to you, and I'll go ahead and take the next caller. And the next caller looks like it's calling from 207 with a prefix of 838. Hello, Maine. Okay, I hear Maine. I see Maine, but everybody doesn't hear Maine. Hi.
How are you?
What's your first
name?
Rolina. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I've got a couple of scenarios going on, and
okay. You
were very helpful. Okay, hopefully I can explain this. Where I live right now, the man owns the land. He has 18 acres, and I own the building.
Okay.
This is scenario one, and hoping to bring my horse here. The second scenario is I just saw a realtor, and the house is located probably a mile from here. That house is on 2 acres. It's got a barn for the horse, and they allow a business because I've also been doing the business, and I can also live there. And the address there is 333 Penny Road.
Okay.
You have any guidance on this?
Well, and what's the address? Well, I don't want the address where you currently are. Just give me a name of where you currently are, but nothing that where someone could track you down, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, it's Libby Road.
Okay, that's all I need. Okay. All righty. Well, first of all, I'm getting Libby or Penny. Well, you know, my first gut was to go with Penny because I like the name.
I have a dog named Penny.
There you
it's
go.
It's Faith.
But I'm being told Libby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being told Libby. Now, you don't have a, do you have the ability to run a business out of Libby Road?
Well, what I was going to do is go ahead and try to get a loan for a shop. A shop, not here, but I'll have to just keep searching for a location. But what my main concern was, hoping if I can't get the work a shop out here, but I'd like to be able to get my horse here.
Well,
with me.
You should be able to get your horse there. Is it? Do you have a corral there? Do you have it fenced?
Well, no. I'd have to. You know, I've been brainstorming that. I'd have to get that all set up, and I have the stuff to do that.
Okay, that's the hardest thing is putting fencing posts on main land because it's not friendly.
Well, he's at my ex, which I own a house with him.
Okay,
but he's there, and
okay.
and I just he.
You don't
I,
have to go into detail.
What?
I said, you don't have to go into detail if it makes you uncomfortable.
Okay.
Because I could tell you're hesitating a little, and I don't want you to feel like you have to do that. But he would help you get the fence placed, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I don't know why they're telling me right now that is the address over and above the other one, but you only gave me two options, you know, the one you're at and Penny. So maybe if you were to give me another one, I would have a different you know, idea for you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I just figured that if you said here, then I'm just going to continue to find a location for my business like I have been.
Right.
Because I'm feeling like this business will allow me to have my horse with me.
Right. Exactly. I know exactly what you're saying, yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. So I would agree with you on that. My only advice to you is that I'm really getting a strong leaning towards the Libby. So I will stick with Libby, okay?
Now, okay, so when I talk to the guy that owns the land, because his I guess I'm nervous about asking him.
Okay, why? Is he a difficult person?
Because,
Is he difficult?
No, I try not to think the worst. I just feel well. Maybe he'll just say no, and then that means that I just won't be able to have my horse with me.
Right. You know, they do. They've made a superhero for you that a friend of mine sent me on Facebook. And her name is Anxiety Girl, and she's able to jump to the worst conclusion in a single bound. So I think that's kind of like what you're doing, and you don't need to do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't need to go to the worst. You don't need to think of the worst. Think of the best. You know, we talk a lot about manifesting and how you can manifest what you really want in your future. And there are certain ways to manifest and certain ways not to manifest. And there's like a little skill to it. But you want to start manifesting positive things for yourself, you know. It doesn't have to be specifically what you're looking for, but just manifest a bright, happy, and fulfilling future in the career that you've chosen to work in. And that will include you to be surrounded by your beautiful horse.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So you want to manifest that. Not necessarily a property, because if that property is not in your best and highest good, then you don't want to manifest that property. You want to manifest just whatever property is in your best and highest good to be able to fulfill what you hope to be able to fulfill that's also in your best and highest good. Like, that's always how I like to pray. Like, you know, a lot of people will pray for money or for cars or houses or jewelry or, you know, whatever. Even children. And I always say, when you pray, it's like manifesting to me, because you pray for God to bring to you what you hope to have. But I always pray for whatever's in my best and highest good, because God knows what that is. So you should pray for that, manifest that. And I think that, you know, you'll be really happy with the success, truly.
And, okay, and I understand what you're saying. So you see him with me?
I do. Is he chestnut colored?
Oh, he is. He is wonderful medicine for me. It's hard for me to explain it.
No, you don't. You don't have to. It's proven scientifically that people who have pets live longer and healthier lives versus those who don't have them.
Yeah.
So there you
well,
go.
My fam. Well, because I've got to make a choice here, because my family's trying to find him a home. And,
aww.
Well.
Yeah, you need your buddy. You need your buddy.
I do.
I know. I know you do. So so you've got the angel's answer. So good luck with that.
All right. Well, I guess I'll ask him tomorrow.
Okay. Good luck. Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless. Take care. Oh, she's sweet. She called in a couple of weeks ago. She was telling us, I think she was looking for commercial space.
I remember that,
yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, I remember speaking to people. I don't always remember what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, even if I talked to somebody like 4 days ago, you don't know how many people I've spoken to.
I can imagine.
But when I start talking to them, it all comes flooding back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it just blows my mind.
I'm lucky if I can remember people's names.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, and I may not even remember their name. But then as we're talking, like, I get a vision in my head of the whole scenario.
Oh,
and it just,
good.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, okay, now I remember. So that's pretty cool, you know. That's pretty cool. All righty. So what do you say we just take a very, very short break? Don't anybody hang up. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. And we're going to let the sun shine in.
Thank you.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we're having a good time. We're doing some angel readings. We're talking about shared experiences and things that we've kind of looked into, your daughter's dating, different things about what girls should never say to guys ever, which we're going to talk about now.
She's not actually dating. She's
single right now.
She's on the prowl.
And I actually drew a picture to go with the man picture here. I made him Italian. He's got a hairy back now.
Yeah, he's looking kind of hairy.
And also, how to activate your man's hunter instinct. So let's go with the 10 things
a
girl should never...
If you throw raw meat at him, will that do it?
Raw meat. Meat attracts just about every guy unless he's,
hey,
you know, a vegetarian. Can you imagine? Here's a steak. 10 things girls should never say to guys, ever, okay? So what, you know, have you ever talked to a guy, like been on a date, and you said something, you could just tell, like, their whole facial expression changes, and you think, oh, God, I said the wrong thing.
Yeah. I think sometimes if you say too much soon.
Yeah, you freak them out.
Yeah. I've learned not to do that anymore.
Well, it's true, though. You know, I mean, I say most guys are, you know, they like laughs, they like jokes, they like, you know, sarcasm. But this is like, okay, if you're having a conversation with a guy, you really don't want to worry about saying the wrong things. And guys can be easily offended unless you make them feel like a man. So that's really important. And I don't mean in the intimate way. I just mean, you want to, men like to feel like men. Most men like to feel like men. Yeah, it's they. Just,
I would assume so.
I would. Let's hope so. Or you're dating the wrong guy, right? Okay. All right. So once you, if there's anything that bothers a guy, it's realizing that the girl he likes thinks he's not man enough.
Uh-huh.
So it's like the one thing. So, like, you want a compliment to build them up from their manly attributes. Like, you know, if they're telling you a story and you're like, wow, you did that all by yourself? Oh, my gosh, you must have superhuman strength or something like that.
You're so strong.
Right, you're so strong, twirl my hair around my finger. they say you can toy with them, tease them, but never make him feel emasculated. That is the one thing that will turn a guy off in 2 seconds. And if you do hurt his ego in the conversation, chances are he's going to take offense very easily. And he may even speak rudely or ignore you, you know, or just feel bad about himself and because he wants to get back at you.
Right.
You know, you took him down a peg. So here we go. One thing you never say is, oh, your friend is so charming, your friend is so nice, your friend is so cute. Never say that, okay? Because then all of a sudden they feel like, you know.
You like the friend more than that.
Right, exactly, okay. Number two, why don't you accept that you failed?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, we're laughing right now, but do you know there are some girls who would sit there at dinner with a guy, and the guy says, you know, I've tried and I haven't been successful, and, you know, I've wasted a lot of money on this idea or this concept or whatever, and the girl would say, well, why don't you just accept the failure and move on to something else?
Oh, my gosh,
you might
terrible.
As well put a knife in his heart, okay? Guys are pretty competitive, and when it comes to succeeding, especially if it comes to work or earning more money, your boyfriend's trying something new, and to see him failing miserably, you never tell him that straight to their face. Ever. Okay? All right. And that's kind of what happens in midlife crises. You know, men who feel like they're failures, like they get to midlife and they're like, you know, I thought I'd have this and I'd have acquired this and I've had this kind of success. And if you say it out loud, it's like validating to them, and it really frustrates them even more. And then they, you know, they can't purge that feeling, so they're going to purge you.
Right.
You're gone. Number three, my ex did it. Why can't you?
I want a terrible thing to say. Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
That is dumb.
Okay.
You have to be dumb to do that.
Okay, never, ever. This is like the best advice you will ever hear in your lifetime, people, okay? Never say the word X and you in the same sentence unless you're complimenting the guy. Guys hate being compared, especially to your exes. Along the same lines, don't tell them that you've had sex with many guys or even compare him or his body parts to past people you may have been with. I think this goes without saying.
That's common sense.
Because, you know, it's not going to work. Number four, can you introduce me to that guy? Okay. Who would say that? I don't know anyone who, you know.
That's dumb.
That's, you know, okay. And then, you know, insulting them, saying, what is wrong with you? You know, now, we've all said that to guys. What is wrong with you? And that, they say, is is a put down in just the worst degree, and they say guys can't take it well, and they always guys want to impress girls, and so they want you to see their best side. And when you say what's wrong with you, especially if you say it in front of somebody else, either way you're going to make them feel emasculated. And what he's going to end up doing is plotting ways to humiliate you back in public, which is sad but true. Don't ever say that you've dated somebody that was better or cuter or nicer looking or hotter, but you realize the hot guys are really shallow, so you're dating him instead. Literally, people.
Yes, my last boyfriend was super handsome, but very shallow.
Nothing, you know, under the
nothing
hood.
Nothing like
you. Know. Yeah, he was just an idiot. So, you're really smart, so I'll put a paper bag on your head and we can go out. No, you don't ever say that. And besides, beauty comes from within, you
right.
know, on guys and girls. It's just the same way. Number seven, no, don't. I'll do it myself. Okay, so never say to a guy, no, don't, I'll do it myself. Because if you say that, guys like feeling like they control the direction of the relationship. Now, I personally think when you feel like when a guy always has to be in control, that that's a problem.
That's annoying.
And I think guys should allow you to be in, I think it should be collectively.
Yes.
You know, you're both in control. But they like to offer help or feeling like, you know, they're advising you sometimes. And, you know, if they want to carry your groceries in or fix your window, whatever, you know, sometimes it's okay to make them feel like they're needed.
You
I think
can take all my groceries in and fix
really,
everything in my house.
And while you're at it, clean the bathroom. Okay. never tell them they're immature because that single sentence can change a guy from behaving like a spoiled child into a sober man who's walking into someone's grave. Never say you're so immature. I can't believe it. You know, it's funny, and we've all said these things.
I was going to say, I remember that conversation.
I don't know. I think I heard the conversation. Okay, and I knew who you were talking to. So you never say that, okay? You never say you're so insecure because that will make them truly even more insecure, so it doesn't help. And then he'll try to prove to you that he's not insecure, and he avoids spending time with you and hangs out with other people to prove it. And then where are you? You're left with nobody. So don't tell them they're insecure. Number 10, da-da-da, drum roll, please. Okay, that was my drum roll. I can't
This better be a good one. Worth the drum roll.
We need to talk.
Oh, that's a terrible
that's
way.
That's a terrible. The fact that you want to talk about something serious with your guys.
That means you're
going to
break up.
Yes, but when you wake up, when you walk up to him and say, we need to talk, he'll just clam up or go completely on the defensive because he assumes you're either going to accuse him of something or you're going to break up with him or you're going to complain about something in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
So the we need to talk is like the glowing neon lights that says, I'm going to put a knife in this relationship now. So you never say that. So instead, maybe what you could say is as you're sitting there having a cup of coffee or a drink or whatever, and if you're having an issue with something, maybe you could just say, you know, I was just thinking about what we said that we were talking about the other day, and then blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you said this, it makes me feel da, 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 you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, the old, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they tell you to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's what they tell you to do. But, well, let's face it, girls, you know, we wait until, you know, like, have you ever been out with your guy at a party or some event, and they say something that's so beyond, and you don't say anything, you see during the party, and then you get in the car, and suddenly, I don't know, I always think, you know, and this hasn't been in a long time. When you're married 28 years, your husband knows not what to say out loud, but, you know, I can remember getting in the car, you know, in our 10th and 11th, and thinking, oh, man, you're so dead, you know, and you get in the car like, I can't believe you said that, yeah, and at that point,
they've completely forgotten what they said.
They don't even know. They just know you're on the attack, and they're in a
uh-huh.
whole lot of trouble, and it's going to be a long, lonely night.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I guess it does make sense when you think about it. And,
it does.
You know,
that makes sense.
If somebody said, I think about it now, and it makes so much sense. If you get in the car and all of a sudden your guy turns to you and says, I cannot believe you said that, your first thing is to go on the defense and be like, what are you talking about?
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
You know, and I think as females, we tend to do that. You know, we try not to, but, you know, when you've been with somebody, you know, even if you're dating, you know, and you get that comfort level where you
uh-huh.
don't say anything, we tend to be less tactful sometimes. So maybe
because you don't
it.
Think about hurting their feelings because you don't think you're hurting their
feelings. Right, because you think, well, he wants me to be honest with him and tell me he was a complete jackpot. But you can't say that. You can't say that. So you, instead you have to say, you know, I really enjoyed the party. Did you have a good time? Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. I did, too. I was a little confused, though, when you said X, Y, and Z and then asked them
but
why they said that.
But that takes rational thought.
Well, and you know what? We can do it because if we're at work and we lose our temper over something, we rationally handle
true,
it.
True, true.
So we can rationally handle it with our loved ones. The fact is we know our loved ones aren't going to walk away if we are mean to them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a tendency to take our anger out at them, just the
right.
same way children do when they get home from school because they know they're loved unconditionally by their parents.
Right.
So we should probably give our loved ones more, use more tact in dealing with them after, you know, those types of events.
I wouldn't know.
Or take out the baseball bat. I'm not sure. Okay, so here, this is the thing I wanted to talk about, and then we're going to get back to doing the reading, so I'll be right there in a second, folks. What makes a man fall in love? And it's not what you think.
Chocolate.
This is how you act. Well, chocolate's good, but no. This is how you activate his hunter instinct. So if you're dating a man and you're giving him most of your free time, right, and you know, how's this thing going? I mean, women get left all the time by men, and the last words they hear are something like this. I'm not ready for a relationship, or it's not you, it's me.
Uh-huh.
Those are good ones, right? A month go by, and you hear through the grapevine that they're in a relationship or just got engaged, and you're like, what happened? You know, what did
uh-huh.
she have? And then you find out the person they're engaged to is maybe, in your opinion, either not as good-looking or not as accomplished. You're like, what the heck was it? So, okay, I've heard this phrase before, and I completely understand it. Men fall in love with your absence.
With their what?
With your absence.
Oh, with your absence.
Men fall in love with your absence. And this is true. For a man to fall in love, he has to think about you a lot, okay? If you're in a moment, well, he might be enjoying your company. He really isn't thinking about you.
Because
you're right there. You're constantly there.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't even know he's missing you. So he never realizes he could miss you because you're constantly right there. By thinking about you, it means he's creating a longing for you, right? So if he longs to be with you, he replays the time that you were together the last time over and over again in his mind. In hypnosis, we call this creating a subconscious loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he's creating a fond memory with a subconscious loop that's going around in his mind because he's now longing for you, okay? And he longs to be with you, so he plays this loop. He can't long to be with you unless you're absent at times,
right.
Okay? So have you ever had a man say to you, I can't stop thinking about you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. If you have, I bet he said it over the phone when you weren't in his presence.
Yes.
Yep, okay, all right. So this is the start of a man feeling an emotional attraction for you, okay? If you're dating a man and you're giving most or all of your spare time, if you're always waiting by the phone, hey, gosh, listeners, please listen to me. So many of the women that I talk to do this all the time. If you're dating a guy and you're waiting by the phone and you actually rearrange your day, like you don't want to make a plan till he calls, but you want to go out and do something with your friends, you make the plan to go out and do something with your friends.
I follow
don't
these rules.
Wait. You do, actually. Yeah, you do. Most women have a tendency to, like, wait until the guy calls, and then if he doesn't, now they're frustrated. They didn't do the plan that they were supposed to with their friends, and now they're having anger at this guy.
Right.
You know, so that's not good. If you're dating a man and you're giving him all your spare time and you're always waiting by the phone or putting your life on hold, you know, for him, you might want to rethink it because while it works in the beginning or seems to, it isn't what causes a man to create that attachment to you, and it's not what propels him to commit. And we know this because I can remember till this day a guy that when I got engaged came up to me and he said, you know, I never understood something. He said, I really thought you liked me. He said, but I called you and you told me you were going to change the oil on your car. Now, probably I was because
right.
I was, you know, that was kind of, I would do that. And he said, and wash your hair and that you couldn't go out with me that Saturday. I said, well, I probably was doing that. You
but
know?
He probably figured it was a blow-off.
He said, I thought you were blowing me off. I said, no, I was probably changing the oil on my car. And it's true. And his first name was Tim. That's all I'll say.
Oh.
You know who that one was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so here's the deal. What makes a man fall in love is the emotional attraction he feels for you. For this attraction to grow, you have to offer up some resistance, okay? Kind of like a rubber band.
No, I can't go out with you.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Busy.
Say, oh, gosh, no, I can't make it at that time. No, I'm doing something else. And you're good at that.
You do
this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not because I'm playing a game. I just...
You're always busy.
I have my
you are
own
very
agenda.
Independent, and you do what you and you really do.
That can also
do.
Be a problem.
Well, sometimes you become too independent, and you don't ever, and there's a line here. You don't if you're truly not doing anything on Friday night, and he waited till Thursday night to call and says, you know, are you available tomorrow night? And you are, go. That doesn't mean you should make something up. But your life should be busy with other things so that you're not living your life
waiting
for this guy
right.
to call. So the whole idea here is here's the thing. He needs to miss you, think about you, recall these memories. These are the things that play on his emotions because men aren't emotional creatures by nature.
Right.
Nature. They're really not. And men don't like, you know, men aren't like what we do. We start, you know, we go out with somebody and we start imagining what life is like after the first few dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like we start, we have this imagination and all of a sudden we're imagining, well, what if I married him? What if we had kids? What if we, you know, what kind of house would we live in? What would his family, you know? We do.
Right.
We do that, right? Okay, men, they don't. In fact, they never do. You have to trigger his imagination to go to work for you, and you don't do this by being, you know, up his behind, if you will excuse the expression, every minute you can. You do this by not being with him every minute you can. Let him wonder what you're doing when you aren't with him, even if you're just washing your hair or changing the oil. Imagination is what makes a man fall in love, and this is where it all starts, and this is what your daughter has pegged so well. Because your daughter is, she doesn't, I mean, you know, it's like, no, I'm busy. I know some really hot guys that have called her up. And
mm-hmm.
said, what are you doing tonight? No, I'm going to stay home and make cupcakes. You know,
she does that.
She does. And that guy is like, all the more he want now. He's thinking about the last date he had
but
with her.
But it's not like she's playing a game because she just chooses to do that instead.
Because your daughter realizes that she has to enjoy her life and she doesn't want to build her life around any single person because then it's no longer her life.
Well, you're right.
Right? Okay. So, all right. So, men, you have to make a man fall in love. And this is where it all starts. So what this does is activate his hunter instincts. It activates it. Men really do love the thrill of the hunt. It's human nature. They love competition, even if it's just competing with your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
They get busy trying to make you fall in love with them, and as a result, they fall in love with you. Men rarely fall in love with the woman who offered up no resistance. And this is true. If you're not offering up resistance, you're the one that eventually gets left behind for the girl that has ignored him constantly and then gives him a little bit of hope, and then he goes for it because that's the hunter instinct in men. It's just a fact. So this being said, when you're dating, it's critical not to put your stuff at his place.
Right.
Okay? Don't see him every day. Once or twice a week is good. Don't act like his girlfriend until he has shown you that he's willing to invest into your happiness. Have a life outside of him, and be excited about it, and let him know you're excited about
mm-hmm.
it. Oh, I can't wait this weekend. My girlfriends and I are going to a winery, or you know, Friday night I'm going to this drum circle, or whatever. You know, let him know you're excited about other things that are going on in your life, because for a man, this is incredibly attractive, and it makes them actually fall in love, and it triggers their emotional attraction. And think about it, because no one wants to feel like much pressure to put on somebody to say, oh, well, I want to see you today. I miss you so much. I miss you so much. I want to see you today, too. I miss you so much. I want to see you today, too. It becomes, even though they have feelings for you, after a while, it's like, this is so much pressure to put on a guy
yeah.
that he has to become your everything.
Oh,
you know, we don't
want
to be a guy's everything because
no.
it's too much pressure because you don't want to let him down,
right.
you know? So it's easier to go find somebody who doesn't want you to be their everything.
Right.
You have to, and we've talked about that so many times on the show, right, about being happy on your own,
mm-hmm.
you know, being confident and having a social life and hobbies and friends, and then fitting a companion into that.
Right.
Right. So it makes sense?
It all makes sense to me.
That's the hunter instinct. That's how to get it.
I still think throwing meat at them would work.
Or throw a steak. Yeah, throw a T-bone. Really, they say if you feed a man. But don't feed him all the time.
No, I'm just talking like raw steak here. Boink.
Well, I think you're confusing the hunter instinct with animals. I'm not referring to any animals. But seriously, I think it makes sense, doesn't it? Because that's exactly what your daughter did. It's what I did unintentionally, and it really does work.
But I do that.
You do that to an extent, but you almost overdo it.
I do.
You do.
I'm
because,
like, you know what? I'm available next Friday.
Yeah, between 6:10 and 6:25. You're not, oh, well. I think you actually make it too hard for them.
I do make it a little
hard. Because you want
them
to jump through every circle, and if they don't, so you got to make it feasible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
I know. I didn't say it was easy, by the way.
They should be able to jump through my hoops.
They should jump through your hoops, and you will find the perfect man to jump through your hoop.
He'll have to be really tall.
You have a tall hoop?
With tall hoops.
Oh, tall hoops. I like that. Tall hoops. Yes, I like that. You want a tall guy? You'll look like Mutt and Jeff. Jessica's very teeny. She's a very – how tall are you? Well, we don't
I'm 5'1" and a half. So to me, anybody over 5'6" is tall.
It's tall. Anyone over 5'5" is tall. Okay, we're going to take our next caller here, if we can find it. Here we go. Okay, this caller's calling from area code 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I can hardly hear you. Are you on speakerphone?
No, actually, I'm on earphone being. What it is. Can you hold on?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay.
Oh, you're back. Okay. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kimberly. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Kimberly. I sure can.
Okay. Yes, my name is Kimberly.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay.
Yeah.
And how are you doing today?
I'm great. What about yourself?
You know, doing pretty good, actually. Doing pretty good.
Good.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I am applying to physician assistant school, and I just want to know how that's going to fare because the school doesn't start until 2015. And I also want to do something creative. I don't know if I have time to do something creative on the side, too, but I'm just wondering, you know, how that's going to go.
Well, first of all, I'm seeing the funding for the PA school, physician's assistant school. That's one of the things you have to be consider, correct? And I feel like some funding is going to come your way. Are you aware of that already?
Yes. I've been looking into military funding for that because the military and then the government pays for it, too.
Perfect. Yep. Okay. There you go. Well, I do see that's going to happen, so that's going to be a good thing for you. The creative thing you want to do, does it have anything to do with metaphysics?
I guess it could. I mean, I'm intuitive.
Yeah.
I use oracle cards. I've been told I have a mediumship gift, but yeah, I guess I could.
Okay, because that's kind of what I'm seeing, and it just, I don't know why it caught me off guard, but I do feel like you do have definite intuitive abilities, there's no doubt. Have you been working on bringing them out?
I took a psychic development class, and
okay.
I did pretty good.
I bet you did. I bet you did, because you definitely have the skill and the ability, and... One thing that I do see is that you have empathic skills, correct?
Yes.
So you know how other people are feeling before you even ask.
Right.
Okay. So the other thing that I see that you probably are pretty good at, let me see here. Do you have the ability to see what's hurting somebody else, like where they're having pain?
Sometimes I can pick up on that.
Talk to me about your head. Do you have pain in your head right now?
No, I don't.
The reason I'm asking this is I'm getting warming around your head. Now, that could be one of two things. Could be you have a headache. Could be that you've had a little bit of anxiety lately. could be that you're really strongly intuitive and you're kind of putting that out, because that will give you a warming sensation too.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I already know you're intuitive. I'm thinking this is more of a, this is more of an anxiety thing. What's been causing you so much anxiety?
Just some relationship stuff. I was in a relationship that wasn't serving me, and I'm just in the healing process. I broke it off, whatever.
Okay.
And
well,
I'm just right. in the healing process from that, and, you know, and healing myself emotionally from that.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do. And I will say to you, if you're not being served, then you should leave them. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Be served or
uh-huh.
make them go.
Right.
And seriously about this, I think you made the right choice, because you knew you were not happy. Right?
Right.
When you feel sadness, something's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
I have to say that you felt a lot of sadness. And I also felt that you got hurt. So
yeah.
Those hurt feelings is what still you're still holding on to. And you know that your self-worth has nothing to do with this, because it wasn't a deficit in you, it was a deficit in him. And yet I still see that it has hurt your self-esteem a little bit. So I need you to purge that, to let that go, and to realize that you did not create this to happen. This was not you lacking. This was him lacking, okay?
Right.
He was lacking, not you. And once you acknowledge that, and maybe when we hang up, I want you to speak those words out loud. And if you can't do
okay.
it now, I want you to go out in the car and take a drive and say it. He was lacking. I was not lacking. I am everything I want to be and more. Yeah? I want you to tell that to yourself loud, because I need you to know that in your heart. And sometimes when we say it and it comes out our mouth and our ears hear it in our own voice, it's amazing
mm-hmm.
how that can kind of set its way into your soul. And I really want that to happen for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The PA thing, school, absolutely do it. Physician's assistant school, go, 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 go,
mm-hmm.
go. I see good luck
okay.
with that. I'm happy with that. I see something in the metaphysical world for you, working in the metaphysical world. So continue to read, continue to go to meetups where they teach these type of things. In Georgia, there's a ton of places to go to. I feel like you could do really, really well. Did you call in last week, by the way?
I did not.
Okay. We had another Kimberly that called in last week. Well, she said her name was Kim. And she said some wonderful things on the show, and I, for some reason, thought it might have been you. But look towards that metaphysical field, that holistic-type field, because I really feel like you want to help people, and you do have the gift. So you need to learn a little bit more about that so that you can start offering that to people, okay?
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. wonderful. I hope this has been helpful.
It has, and thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly. God bless and take care. That's cool. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Area code 646 with a prefix of 509. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. What's your first name?
My name is Chris.
Chris. Hi, Chris. What part of the country are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay. So how can I help you?
Love.
Love.
Just keeping
okay.
in tune with the topic tonight.
Yeah, you know what? And it's a pretty good topic. Okay, let me take a look and see what I can see as for the love situation for you. I mean, obviously, you don't have to be psychic to know that you're frustrated a little bit, right? Okay, and you're kind of wishing that something would come about so that, because you feel like you're always looking for love.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm becoming an old maid. I'm getting to a stage where I feel I'm pretty old to make this happen for myself, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Here's the thing, okay? Chris, you know what? I'm confused as to why you're wait, I get it. I see it clearly now. Okay, this is going to sound really weird, but I'm just going to throw it out there, okay?
Okay.
You definitely want love. You definitely want to have that, you know, one-on-one experience. But I'm feeling that you were so focused on something else for so long that you're not quite sure how to go about doing this. Is that true?
Yes and no. Yeah, I see your point.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just going to say something. I don't want you to give me anything other than a yes or no. You're in the medical field. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, we say nothing else other than that, okay? And what I'm telling you is in order to do what you do, because I can see it clearly, and I see stainless steel and metal instruments, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, so I don't need to say anything else. But when I see this, okay, I see that this took a lot of years of painstaking study and hours. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, but that's not really what's preventing me from finding, you know, partners. I mean, there are plenty of people in this field who are married or have, you know, long-term partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happen to be, I don't want to say the unlucky ones, but
unlucky. No, I think that what's happened is that you've maintained a certain mindset to get where you are. And I think that it's, I just wish you could just let yourself be free sometimes, because I feel like you contain everything that you do. I don't know if this makes sense, but I feel like you contain everything that you do. And you're really careful to make the right move and say the right thing, because you know the right things to say and do. So if you do that, why can't you find the perfect guy, right? But it's almost like what you need is some of that out-of-the-box stuff. You need to just – I would love for you to have, like, a lost week, okay, where you get to stay in your own hometown, if you know what I'm talking about, but you're on vacation and you go out and you have a great time and you don't put any thought into what other people think or say or what kind of impression they can get. You just be you, and you live you to the fullest for just that week. Give yourself a complete week of vacation away from what anyone else could say. You don't even care, and you'll be more you than you've been in a long time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I'm destined to be an old maid. I mean, I'm
beyond
an
age. Stop that. No, I do not say that you're going to. No, you're actually a great catch. And I'm saying that because not only of your academic skills and how smart you are, because you're clearly highly intelligent, but also because you're a very kind and considerate person and you're really willing to help out another person. You know, you heard me talk about how to activate a man's hunter instinct. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I don't want to play games like that. I mean, if a
you see, but you're thinking it's
you,
playing
it's
games.
Yeah, I don't want to succumb to that level to catch
but
a man. I mean,
I don't
I'm not
think
that
it's playing games, though. I think when we make ourselves, well, like a lot of us, you'll meet a guy, and he's really hot, and you really like him, because you have done this. You have met guys, and they have been hot, and you really did like them. And then it just seems like it falls apart, right?
Well, they're just not interested in me.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say next time you meet a guy, I want you to show the interest, but at the same time, I want you to let them know what a busy, active life you have, not just involving work. So how active is your hobby or social life? Do you have any?
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I would say less than a little bit. I bet you. And I think that's where you're lacking. So you want to be able to talk to a guy, and he's like, oh, so you got a busy weekend planned? Yeah, I do. I'm doing this, and I'm going to go with a friend here, and then we're going to do this. And, gosh, sometimes I need a vacation for my weekends. And that's a person a guy wants to be with, because you're not – they will not have the pressure of having to be your whole life. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's where I'm so glad you called in tonight, because I think that's
where
people...
I am not that dependent or desperate, you know, when it comes to a man. I would never expect to, like, spend my weekends or weekdays with them. That's not me.
I agree. But do you have something that you do outside of work that's a hobby that keeps you busy?
Well, I'm pretty busy myself, so...
Mm-hmm. With work, I bet, right? But not so much with hobbies. And
are you just saying that the reason why I don't have a partner is because, you know, I don't have a hobby? I mean,
I'm saying the reason why you don't have
answer?
A partner. No, that is not the answer. The reason why you don't have a partner is because of how
you're
being.
Because I can't catch man?
No.
Because I have no weekend hobbies?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is when a guy looks at a girl, okay, they often you meet men probably in the field of your chosen career, correct?
Yeah, they already have, like, somebody in their life. That's the thing.
But okay, see, you're saying that now, Chris, but the truth is you do come across guys that are single. And when guys talk about you and other people talk, even if a guy says, oh, she seems really nice, and somebody says, yeah, I'm married to her work, or, yeah, she's nice, you know, not very interesting. You want to make your life interesting. You should be so full of so many things that are going on in your life that when a guy asks about you or sees you, it's because you're in love with your life, not that you're waiting for a guy to come into it. And I guarantee you, you're waiting for a guy to come into your life. That's like your next major goal right now. So your focus is on it. And if your focus is on it, then you seem too interested in it. Do you know what I'm saying? I know you do. I know you don't agree with me, but I know you see what I'm saying.
I don't really understand where you're trying to get at.
Okay. I would say that this is probably a private call we should make, but because there's some things I don't want to say on air. But I would say to you that you know that having a more well-rounded life, okay, not just heavy in one area, would make you more interesting to any prospective man out there. Okay? And you know that. And a guy who has other interests as well would be more interesting to you.
You're
Although,
saying I'm a loser.
Okay, Chris, I'm not saying that at all, and you know I'm not saying that. And I haven't said that at all. You're clearly not a loser, not at all. What you are is you're looking at the negative, and you're not looking at the positive. And I'm just sharing with you what I shared in the write-up that I had done, which is, you know, if you live your entire life trying to find a man and you don't have any other interests, then that man will feel like you have to be, he has to be your everything, and that's a lot of pressure to put on a guy. You should be having a happy, fulfilled life, and then if you meet somebody that you're interested in, he can then join you, or you can join him, but he is not your everything. That's all I'm suggesting. And we just lost Chris. Well, I'm sorry about that. But I have to say it how I call it. So there you go. Hey, these things happen. Okay, we're going to be back in two.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb.
Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host.
Named Jessica.
Named Jessica. Yes, that is her name. And we just had a caller who was not, I was trying to give her advice, but she kept making it like to the extreme ridiculous, and that's not what I was saying.
She was not accepting any kind of advice. She just was trying to say, look, I'm just never going to meet anybody, end of story.
But I think what we have to all recognize is, you know, some of the things we talked about tonight is not called playing games. It's not playing games. It's not allowing a person to have to feel responsible for your happiness.
Right.
You should be happy with your life before you meet somebody.
Well, and I think the whole point is you have to enjoy yourself and enjoy your life, and if your whole life is built around meeting somebody...
Well, let's see that. Okay. I'm the person.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. What's your name?
Are you the girl?
I'm the girl. You get to be the guy. Hi. What's your name?
Hey there.
Hi. You want to go out sometime?
So what do you do in your free time?
I'm looking for a man. I'm always looking for a man. I'm hoping to find a man. Do you want to marry me? I want to get married. Now, I'm only kidding, but, you know, you would never say that. But sometimes if a guy you're talking, even in a big group, and they say, oh, well, what do? Well, I do my job X, Y, and Z. And then they say to you, oh, great, what else do? Well, my job, you know. Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Well, sometimes people, especially if you meet them in the same field you're in, they don't want to talk about that field at home. As little as possible.
Well, and a lot of people don't want to sit and talk about their job unless it's super fascinating and rewarding and whatever.
And even if it is, they need a break from it, you know?
Right.
You don't want to talk about it. You want to have other hobbies, other interests. So, all I was saying to her, and I think it's important for anybody, is, you know, if they say, oh, really, what else do you like to do? Well, you know, I really like to hike. I like to go mountain biking. I'm really interested in history, and I belong to the local historical society.
Right.
Matter of fact, we have a fundraiser this weekend. You should come. Oh, wow, that sounds cool. What
right.
kind of thing? You know, all right, all of a sudden there's an opening. But this is a person who sounds happy about their life, who knows what they're looking for, has
mm-hmm.
made a life for themselves. When you meet somebody who says, well, I only work. Do you have any hobbies? Not really. No. Okay. What do you like to do? Well, I like to work, but I really don't have time for anything else. A well-balanced life is important. And every highly intelligent person knows that if you don't have a well-balanced life,
right.
you're not going to be happy. You're going to break under the pressure at some point.
Well, because you need
all
to
work
have
no play is no
free
good.
Time.
So that's kind of what we're talking about. And I really hope Chris took that away, maybe not when she hung up, because she sounded like she was maybe in a place where she was thinking very negatively.
Well, she was negative, and she didn't want to really hear what you had to say.
I know, and that's okay. Hopefully she'll take the time to re-listen to this podcast.
Well, and okay, here from my perspective, I have been divorced for quite a long time, okay? Mm-hmm. And you hear me joke about it, and it's hard to meet men.
It is
Believe
very
me,
hard.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
And I understand where she's coming from, but
mm-hmm.
you just can't give up, and you can't just look at yourself and say, I'm never going to meet anybody. My
I'm just
life
a loser
is,
because
yeah.
I don't have a hobby. No, that's not what we're saying at all, and she's certainly not a loser.
I mean, I don't sit at home and make pottery either.
Bingo. So are you busy?
I am very busy.
And because do you...
Because
do
you, I'm not going to sit at home
and
go
wait.
Shopping
You're
for
gonna
men.
You're going to enjoy life.
Right.
And one, you're enjoying life, doing all the things that you do, and you have lots of different things you like to do. You
well,
love to boat. You love to go to the beach. You love to go to the movies. You love
right.
to you love to read.
I
you
love to eat, too.
Yeah, and you love to go to fun restaurants. You like to drink wine. So all those, but these are things that you enjoy doing. And so if somebody says, oh, so what are you doing? Well, this weekend I'm going to go to this new restaurant. And, you know, it's,
right. It doesn't
you know,
have to be a hobby such as making things or
yes.
crocheting or,
no,
or whatever.
Stained glass or whatever,
right.
Which happens to be a wonderful hobby, by the way. yeah. But I think that, you know, having a hobby, showing that you have a life outside of your job is important. And nobody is a loser because they don't have that life. But if you find that you're lonely and you're sitting at home, then you need to maybe project yourself
right.
out into some activity so that you can then feel fulfilled because, again, you don't want a guy to meet you and think, oh, wow, she really doesn't have much going on. That means I would be her entire life, and that's just overwhelming for me.
Well, nobody wants to be somebody's entire life.
No, and honestly, I can say that we're a more mature society, and I don't mean age-wise. I just mean the way we think. You know, we all have – even, you know, in college, we all have to take the psych class, right?
Right.
So – we understand a little bit, you know, that we have to have our own personal fulfillment first.
Right.
You know, we do have to, and we can't fulfill somebody else's life until we've fulfilled our lives.
Right.
You know, and ultimately, the most unhappy people I've ever met are the ones who, you know, they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to feel fulfilled because they think the piece that's missing is going to be filled by somebody else. And that's not the case.
And that's the mistake.
That's the mistake. The piece that's missing is within you, and
yeah.
you have to figure out what that is
right.
first. And that's just good old sage advice.
Sage.
Sage, which I burned today, by the way. Speaking of sage. So based on that, I'm going to tell everybody next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be right back here on the Christian Psychic. Oh, excuse me. It's not the Christian Psychic Cafe. It's the, yes, it is the Christian.
It is
almost,
the Christian Psychic Cafe.
I thought
Cafe.
I gave the name of the other
Where
show.
Are
I
you?
Almost gave the name of the other show. I can't believe I did that. Yes.
And you really didn't because you were giving the right name.
Because I was
forgot.
Giving the right name. I just forgot. I was thinking about what we had planned for next week's show, and I was drawing a blank, and I was like, my brain's going, what were we planning? I know we had something.
Your brain really jumps ahead.
I have to, yes.
See, and I'm thinking, I'm really tired.
Yeah. If I leave the studio, I could be home by 9:15
right.
and go to sleep. We think differently, but that's okay. I'm going to say that we're going to have all a good week.
Yes.
Yes, and I want people who are listening tonight, if they can call me back next week and maybe let us know some of the things that we talked about tonight, that maybe they put into action or changes that they made in current relationships.
Even just one small change in your life.
I'd like to hear how that affected their relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, my mom always used to say, too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
And that's true.
I love ice cream sundaes, but you know what?
Too many ice cream sundaes.
Too many are bad. So, moderation.
Right.
Dating, seeing other people in moderation so that you don't become boring to them.
Mm-hmm.
Make them, you know, always leave them wanting more.
There you go.
There you go.
Raw meat, that's the answer.
I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. Please tune in next week right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe where we will talk about...
I don't know. Raw meat.
raw meat, men... And, no, seriously, we're going to be talking about readings, how our angels can help more people calling in, and also probably the most important thing, which is how you can be more fulfilled either in a relationship or spiritually. Take care and have a good night, everybody.